This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's that? Another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we say thank you, the fine listeners who are in Antler, North Dakota, and Rugby, North Dakota, and Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, Minot, and every single corner of the North Dakota, all throughout Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Nebraska, Iowa, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, wherever you're listening, we thank you for joining the conversation on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, who next week will be hosting the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Yeah, that's going to be some fun. It is every year. We'll be in Mandaree on Tuesday from 4 until 7 p.m. Be there. It's like a little county fair is what it is, with free food and music and barbecue. Well, last time I checked, the food isn't free at the fair. The music isn't free at the fair, and you have to buy the prizes, right? They hand you the prizes; they're free, so it's everything's free. And some great information sessions as well. Wednesday will be the fishing derby, and then Thursday in Stanley, North Dakota. It'll be great fun. We are really looking forward to being there. We are. I want to thank our friends from Choice Financial for making our broadcast Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday possible. They know a lot about community give back. At Choice Financial. They're all about that. They really are. Their communities come first. People come first. And they love events like this. They're new to Western North Dakota, but been throughout North Dakota for over 100 years. But really love giving back to the communities and looking forward to meeting some folks up there next week. Lots of great stories and examples of all the good things they're doing. Putting people first at Choice Financial can be found on their website, choicefinancialgroup.com/peoplefirst. Check that out. North Dakota's number one ag lender. You know, all kinds of great rankings. One of the best places to work, according to American Banker magazine, and Independent Community Bankers has them number two. You know, there's a lot of good work they're doing at Choice Financial. I'll be bringing you our broadcast next week. Quick programming note: tomorrow, Heather McDonald will join us of the Manhattan Institute. She's a senior fellow, author of The War on Cops. A lot of you heard her on Rush Limbaugh's program. Said, "Get her on." I said, "Okay. You run the show. We're going to do it." So she'll be on. We're also going to meet some sailors from the USS North Dakota tomorrow on the program. Lots of open phone time on Friday. This hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us. We're at Gooseneck Implement in Rugby today, and we'll hear some more about what a great place to work this is. And we'll also tell you a little bit more about that unreserved public auction that's happening, and a lot of online bidders for that, a lot of folks that will be coming here next Wednesday, the 20th. Incredible selection, good equipment, local trade-ins, and in great shape, and an unreserved auction. So there'll be some deals here next week. More about that. That's why we're in Rugby, North Dakota today, where they tell me the best fries are at the 3rd Street Station. So I'm going to be checking that out before I leave, because it's National French Fry Day, and we want to know. How do you talk to us today on the program? Simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall waiting for your calls. Congressman Cramer, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm excellent, thanks. How are you?
Doing very well. Very well.
You're
today.
And I'm in the country today, man.
I am. I'm not too far from old Candu there where you're going to spend a little time. Yeah. Lots of Cramer family connections to Candu. But I'm in Rugby, and, you know, was at Antler yesterday and seeing lots of beauty. I posted a picture yesterday on my Facebook page of a beautiful field out near Garrison. Canola on one side, flax on the other, and this country road in between. Beautiful blue sky behind it. And it's what most of our online audience was talking about yesterday. I thought, isn't that great? They're, you know, if we can just talk about a beautiful North Dakota farm field one day instead of all the problems in the world, that's an okay day, I think. How about you?
Oh, amen to that. I mean, it's just basic therapy for me to get home and get out, especially when you drive around the prairies of North Dakota this time of year and see the crops coming along. And, it's just so serene, you know, it's pretty fantastic.
I played a couple of comments for the audience last hour by Barack Obama that I thought were dead on perfect. And those are words I don't often utter. As it relates to the words of President Obama. And I understand that words require action. And that's probably my biggest criticism of this president. The rhetoric is soaring. But after you hear soaring rhetoric that never leads to anything other than, you know, almost sometimes the exact opposite of what we hear, then you become a little jaded to it. But I thought it was the perfect thing, because in my take on this situation with Dallas and the incidents with law enforcement officers in the Twin Cities and in Louisiana, everybody wants to run to gun control, or what they usually talk about, or, oh, they just hate black people and they're racist and they go to that corner. But we really don't get to the root cause. I believe the root cause is hard hearts. You and I have talked about this before.
Yeah.
And it seems to me President Obama now might understand that there's hard hearts. Todd, can you play those for Kevin so we can talk about it? I know some listeners want to weigh in as well, and we're going to give you a chance to do it. So go ahead, Todd, and Todd, the radio god, is always ready.
Can we do this? Can we find the character as Americans to open our hearts to each other? Can we see in each other a common humanity and a shared dignity, and recognize how our different experiences have shaped us? And it doesn't make anybody perfectly good or perfectly bad. It just makes us human. I don't know. I confess that sometimes I too experience doubt. I've been to too many of these things. I've seen too many families go through this. But then I am reminded of what the Lord tells Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart, the Lord says, and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
All right, that's one, which I thought, you know, not only quoting scripture, but also, in my mind, scripture that's pitch perfect for the situation. Here's another. Listen to this.
I've seen how inadequate words can be in bringing about lasting change. I've seen how inadequate my own words have been. And so I'm reminded of a passage in John's Gospel. Let us love not with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. If we're to sustain the unity we need to get through these difficult times, if we are to honor these five outstanding officers who we lost, then we will need to act on the truths that we know. And that's not easy. It makes us uncomfortable. But we're going to have to be honest with each other and ourselves. We know that the overwhelming majority of police officers do an incredibly hard and dangerous job fairly and professionally. They are deserving of our respect and not our scorn.
What do you think of that?
No, it's pretty. It's they're healing words, and they're an important admonition for all of us. And it's a role that Barack Obama hasn't always played very well over the last 8 years. The role I'm referring to, forgive me for sounding corny, but I've said it many times. It's that pastoral role that is sort of the essence of leadership. There are a whole bunch of other important things, a whole bunch of important qualities in a leader. But that pastoral role, when you're the executive, whether you're the governor of a state or the president of the United States, there are moments, and we can all think of them throughout history, when the pastoral role is the important role. And it's not about public policy. It's interesting, though. One of the things I said, you know, we were in my Bible study yesterday here. I'm in that study with a number of guys. And of course, you can't help but bring the topic up. And, in fact, there was I think it was Daily Beast that had quite a story on this issue, and they were talking to a number of their former police officers and stuff in Congress, and somehow I got into the story. And we have to, I think this admonition that the soft heart is really important, but remember he's talking about, and again, I know, believe me, I know where I'm going on this and how risky it can be in politics, but he's referencing scripture. He's referencing the gospel. He's referencing the specific words of Christ himself. There is a common denominator to our humanity that is not just sentiment, Scott. And that's the thing that we've shied away from for so long, because we've been sort of pushed. God's been pushed out of the public arena so aggressively that it's made several people squeamish about it. And the reality is, when we really need him the most, he's it, man. And so I will tell you, yesterday, I've had a hard time just being me around here walking past our Capitol police officers. We had a shooting here yesterday, in fact, if some of you might have heard about, we ended up being in lockdown for a while. And I say here, not in the Capitol, but outside of one of the buildings. And you just, I look at our cops that look out for us every single day, and there's a whole bunch of them, Scott. And I just get emotional walking by them. It sounds so corny. But also yesterday I just felt compelled to go to my friend David Scott, who some of your listeners have heard me talk about before. He's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, Democrat from Atlanta, Georgia, who's been a really good partner of mine on jobs legislation, especially as it relates to energy development, because I've also then helped him with how we...
I want to hear this story. Hang tight. We'll do it after the break on What's on Your Mind. Talk Radio Town Hall from Rugby and Gooseneck Implement today. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for 99 cents. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At times, it seems like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates too quickly into dehumanization. Too often, we judge other groups by their worst examples, while judging ourselves by our best intentions.
Scott, you are right. The clip that you did play for Obama, it was pretty close to spot on, but that wasn't all he had to say. If someone could have cut the mic cord and just left it at that, it would have been great. The other half of the speech was the same old rhetoric. Sick of that guy.
Well, that's a fair point. You know, there was gun control in there at a prayer service again. So I hear you. Appreciate the calls. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Craver and the Talk Radio Town Hall continues. We're live at Gooseneck Implement in Rugby, North Dakota today for a little preview of next week's big-time auction. They really have got a great selection. You got to check this out. And I know Ritchie Brothers will be doing the auction. They actually have a lot of the inventory right there at rbauction.com. You can see it. They're encouraging you to get yourself registered online before, if you're going to do that. And you can bid on person or online. On-site registration starts Monday. But they have 500-600 chairs set up inside. They'll be ready to go rain or shine next week, and they'll be rolling all the iron by so you can actually see it and stay right inside and check everything out. So this is really great. More from the folks at Gooseneck Implement coming up here in a little bit. In rugby today on What's on Your Mind. So, Congressman Kramer, you were saying before the break, you went over, as you often do in a situation like that, to talk to a friend of yours, David Scott, that represents Georgia. What? Go ahead and finish your thought on the conversation.
He's been very supportive of things I've done on energy development, and consequently, and then I've reciprocated by being supportive of efforts to try to help work with companies and to some degree legislation, but mainly companies and the unions to find ways to incorporate and hire more young black men, because so much of the problem, and David, and I don't want to speak for David because he speaks so eloquently for himself, but you know, he said to me, he said, Kevin, the common denominator in all of these circumstances is the lack of a job. And he said, we're not going to agree. Gun control forces, when we talk guns, we all go to our corners and we scream at each other. But he said, we can deal with other issues where we do agree, and that's in the jobs creation area. And he said, let's just keep working on that. And I just was so touched by his attitude, you know. And anyway, I just, you know, it's just fun to work with somebody and talk to somebody who, you know, in a way that's empathetic. And I guess what I wanted to get at is, with regard to President Obama's sort of pastoral role yesterday, you know, like the caller said, if we could have cut the cord earlier, it would have been better. But nonetheless, give him credit where credit's due. And then former President Bush, who I just thought was spectacular. I think the challenge for all of us should be, what to look inward. What about me? Okay, all these other things, maybe they're bad or they're wrong, and maybe that guy's wrong, that side's nuts, or whatever the case might be. Setting all that aside, the first thing I wish we could all do is reflect on ourselves. And I think that's the call I got from yesterday. And then the Lord can soften a hard heart, you know. It's a great message. And maybe my heart needs softening in an area. That doesn't mean you give up on conviction or that you compromise some principle that's important. But as I often say, I feel like I know quite a bit about a lot of things, but I'm certain I don't know everything. And, you know, sometimes a little reflection goes a long ways.
For sure. Larry and Bismarck on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline's been sizzling all day. 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a couple comments. One, Scott, was about your love fest for Obama's scripture and comments. You know, coming out of somebody's mouth who has shown good character and care for police and other you know, our country in general, they would have meant a lot. But actually, coming from Obama, my take on it is his sole purpose in saying those words is to soften our defense so he can do something else to us while we have our defense down. That's my take on that. And then I did have a question for Congressman Kramer. A few months ago, I'd emailed a recommendation for possible legislation that would protect our oil prices domestically, and that would, by taxing imported oil so that the Arabs cannot control the oil prices of our domestic oil. If we put a tax on imported oil, if it gets below X amount per barrel, so that we can perhaps $50 a barrel, a tax shelf, or $60, I don't know. Somebody who knows more about this should determine the actual price. But that should serve to price protect domestically produced oil, and it will take the Arabs out of the ability to control the oil prices in America.
So, Larry, good thoughts. All in all, you might know that I did drop a piece of legislation called the OPEC Commission bill that to do a couple things. One, to send a strong message to Saudi Arabia in particular, and the OPEC nations in general, and any of the other countries that are national national oil companies that there are plenty of that have this ability that our government doesn't have to manipulate markets largely by overproduction and underproduction, and that's how they drive prices down and drive competition out and drive prices up. I'm more comfortable with those sort of market signals, and then making sure that we're looking at fair trade practices and then implementing discipline where necessary prior to doing some sort of a tariff, retaliatory tariff, or as you call it, a price protection. Just because I'd prefer the market work in a more free, way. But we have this additional challenge that is the fact that about a third of our refineries in this country are owned by vertically integrated global companies. And so, I think you're on the right track. I'm trying to do some things similar to that without, again, imposing tariffs. But remembering that what we really want ultimately is a wide open free market access, realizing that the Saudis, for example, can produce oil at about $9 to $10 a barrel. It costs three times that much for us to produce it. So we have that competitive disadvantage already. But there are general international rules of engagement that that require you to play fair, and so I'd prefer to look at those. And the people that are backing my legislation that have come on board in a big way are a lot of former military people, admirals and generals, including North Dakota native General Chuck Wald, who's very active in a group called SAFE that looks at these sorts of things, and they've been very helpful. So I'm with you in spirit, but not quite there on that specific idea. But we need to look at some way to make sure trade is fair as well as open.
Well, free trade is fine as long as everybody's playing fair, and I guess I wouldn't consider that the Arabs haven't necessarily been playing fair lately.
The premise of Trump's campaign really is we've negotiated from a position of weakness on this, right? We're getting a raw deal. So he's not saying, all the critics are saying, you're going to wreck the economy because you're going to shut down trade. I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying, hey, I'm going to sit across the table and drive a harder bargain. Would that be a fair characterization of what Trump said?
That's fair, but you are, Larry's right in this regard, that you are talking about regimes that don't play even by basic rules, never mind Iran now in the mix. So there is a dynamic there that's worth watching. But at the same time, we don't want to punish our consumers. And so that's what I mean by we're also a major consumption state, and we benefit from, our economy benefits from a stable. I like Larry used the word stable, a stable, moderate price.
Right. All right. We've got to leave it there. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Larry, thanks for the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Gooseneck Implement Rugby, where we're at today. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
For more safety tips, including downloadable tip sheets and information on North Dakota's drug take-back programs, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
That we have our best dreams is made possible when men and women in uniform stand guard. At their best, when they're trained and trusted and accountable, they free us from fear.
I miss George W. Bush, I'll tell you. Because the one thing I knew when George W. Bush was giving his speech, it was in his heart. You know, half the time the guy had tears in his eyes when he talked about stuff like that, and you could hear that emotion yesterday. And obviously, in my mind, obviously, someone that politically opposite of President Obama spent the vast majority of the time just very cynical about his words and certainly his actions as well. I am of the belief that if we all agree, we need to move a little bit. And your point, Kevin, earlier was we all got to look a little inward. I'll look a little inward and say I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And when he pulls out two pitch perfect pieces of scripture at a prayer service for fallen heroes, law enforcement officers, I'm going to say thank you, Mr. President, because I think it's exactly what the country needs right now. And you can agree or disagree or anything else.
Scott, how about Chief Brown? I mean, I don't know his politics, but right now I'd vote for him for just about anything. He's become like the nation's pastor. It's really quite remarkable.
You know, no doubt about it. It really is. And his line about, look, if you don't like this, tell you what, I have openings right now. You can come help us in communities and fix this. And go. I mean, I'll give you the job, and you can go right in the middle of the communities that need the most help to fix this. I love that line. You know,
yeah, that's pretty.
You know, he was
pretty
really great. Good. Let's see here. Texter says, is Kevin going to be on? If so, ask him about the two semis that have the signs full of martial law. Ask him to please look into that. Explain the story to Kevin during the break. We got a call from a listener who had a family member driving a semi, a federal contractor, weren't allowed to see what the payload was, some problem with the weight or mechanics, I forget exactly the particulars. Another semi comes, they have to transfer the load, and they find out there's a bunch of black signs that say martial law. Do you know if the federal government has signs that say martial law on them?
I don't know that they do, but I can tell you that there's been a this is one of those stories that's been around for many years, actually, and it's got various versions, various geographies, various reasons the truck was pulled over. Usually involves a state trooper, and so you know when that's the case, when you're reading about Illinois, Idaho, you know, Kansas, Houston area is one of them, you just sort of go, I don't know. You know, it doesn't seem likely, but I'm happy to look into it, see what the situation is. But
yeah, this one was a North Dakota source, so I kind of take those a little more. You know, obviously family member and quite concerned about it. So I wouldn't mind just for the sake of the listeners who have heard it, and I've heard it a few times. So another emailer says, my wife's brother-in-law painted the mural at the Gooseneck Equipments. His website is Tony's Wall of Art, right? Tony, Oh, his last name must be Swalsel? Is that what it is? Okay, his last name. So T-O-N-Y for Tony. Last name S-W-A-L-L-S-O-F. And then Art. So there you go.
That's you probably nice. Noticed that the platform committee for the Republican National Convention added support for the wall in the platform that will be presented at the convention next week. So maybe Tony could hopefully Tony's got a lot of time and a lot of paint. Because
he could, there you go. Exactly right. Yeah, I did see the mural here, too. It's absolutely beautiful. So good work. All right. Appreciate that email as well. Let's see here who is next. Glenn and Mandan on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
Yeah, I would just like to make a comment. I thought it was quite interesting this morning, and in the Bismarck Tribune on the front page, there was a photo of Mr. Obama giving that speech with President Bush there and some of them other. But if you look at that picture, there's two black American women on there. One is Obama's wife, and the other one, I don't know who she is in the photo. But they both look like they had no interest in being there at all. Just take a look at that photo. It's a shame, really.
I did read some body language similar to what you did, specifically to Michelle Obama and when the police chief was making his comments, didn't clap, right? On that comment I just mentioned about how, you know, we've got a job for you. Help us. Be part of the solution, right? I mean, that would seem to be something to applaud.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Kevin, any thought on that?
No, I didn't. I haven't seen the picture. I give the benefit of the doubt a little bit to the subjects and pictures because I've had plenty of them taken of me. And I don't know. I watched. I didn't, like I said, I didn't see his speech. I did see George W. Bush's speech before I had to abandon my office for a film crew. But, you know, it was a somber, sober, you know, event. Obviously, while a celebration of life, it was a pretty sober event. So you never know how people express their emotions.
I want to go to a lightning round of questions here before we finish with callers. And we're going to let you go a little bit earlier today because we have one more check-in with our friends at Gooseneck Implement. So any questions you want for Kevin, get them in now. Rob, you're next, and then Richard on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Obviously, this is dominating the headlines right now. Is there anything else, very briefly, you want to tell us that is front and center for you right now in Congress with ACA?
Well, we are in the process of doing amendments and then hopefully passing the appropriations bill for the Interior Department and the EPA today. I got an amendment passed at about midnight last night. We're cutting the interior appropriations back about $64 million, and we have a lot of important riders important to North Dakota, like non-implementation of Waters of the U.S., a clean power plan, besides cutting the EPA back even further. So really important legislation. There's the Conscience Protection Act we're going to vote on later today. Be watching for that carefully. We did pass the combating the Chevron defense. It's the Separation of Powers Act to try and get the courts out of the business of legislating. It's been a very busy week and still is a busy week in Congress with a lot of important. In fact, we have three Iran bills today. You might remember tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary of the signing of the Iran nuclear deal, something that everybody that ever thought about voting for should be concerned about because Iran hasn't kept...
Concerned about is way too kind.
Yeah, right.
Way too kind. Should be unendingly apologetic is the word. And unfortunately includes Senator Heidi Heitkamp. It's unforgivable. It's just unbelievable. No, I'm with you on that one.
So we're going to pass three bills related to that today, put some more sanctions on Iran and on others doing business with Iran.
Another quick question. Who should Donald Trump pick for vice presidential candidate?
I don't know, but if, you know, the Mike Pence thing is looking pretty good these days. You know, it depends on what the role they want to play. But Mike would be, Governor Pence would be, in my mind, would be a really good pick. If he goes with him, I think he's a winner. That's not to say he's the only winner, but I'm kind of liking where things are leaning right now.
He's a nice guy, too, by the way. And I might add, a former radio talk show host. So he was in the radio business before he was in Congress. So can you imagine a radio talk show host as VP? I think that'd be my last lightning round question. Where are the best French fries in North Dakota?
Are you asking me that question?
Of course I am. I mean, don't dodge it now. Don't go politician on me. Just answer the darn question because it's French fry day.
I like mine. Yes, I know. I like mine crunchy, pretty well done. Frankly, at Kroll's Kitchen in Bismarck, they have great French fries, but you cannot beat, you could put that gravy from the Big Boy on a piece of cardboard and it would taste good. But the Big Boy French fries with their gravy is pretty hard to beat.
Oh, I think you just unearthed why I like them best. Big Boy's definitely my favorite, but they take a shower in gravy before I eat one. So you're exactly right. Robin Bismarck for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Yeah, I was wondering, does the congressman believe a non-believer or a leader that doesn't believe in God or a personal savior or personal God, do you think they could be an effective leader?
I think that if you're not a follower of and don't have faith in Jesus Christ, you are leading with one hand tied behind your back. Maybe both. So that's my personal view. Frankly, it's hard for me to imagine doing this job without that, this job or any job of leadership. But that, I will also say this. I presume you're not necessarily passing judgment on the president. Maybe you are, but what I would say is one thing that Scripture promises us, that Scripture will not come back void. And so hearing Scripture from the pulpit, if you will, or the podium behind the presidential seal, I think is a pretty powerful thing.
Thanks, Rob. Todd, near Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Congressman Kramer. Thank you for representing this great state of North Dakota. No, sir, I appreciate those words that you just said, and I'm just going to expand on that a bit. Reap what you sow, and we haven't been sowing very, very good things the last 7 3/4 of a year, and so I'm not going to, I appreciate what Scott says, and kudos to him saying that, but I'm not buying it 100%. That's all I have to say about that, but I have a trucking company, and I haul fertilizer out of Canada this year, liquid fertilizer. And each time I come back into the state of North Dakota, I'm assessed a fee of $13.05. And I was just wondering where does that money actually end up going and what does that benefit?
Okay, I don't know the exact answer to that, and so without answering it poorly, I'm going to get a better answer for you, a specific answer. We probably won't get it done now before the end of the show, but we'll try to get it done. And when we get it, we'll email it to Scott as well. So I don't know if there's a way to post it or something, Scott, but we'll get it out. So I don't know, but I did appreciate your terminology. I'm not so sure it isn't a fine. It might be a fine disguised as a fee or a tax, but it seems punitive to me. But
well, that's a border. They say something about an aphid. And I'm hauling liquid fertilizer in a stainless steel tanker. And I think I've asked the Border Patrol several questions. I enjoy visiting with them, and we've had a good rapport for 3 months here as I was going in and out. And I think it has something to do with anything that's shipped from the foreign countries that could be attached to a shipping box or something like that. But this is a product that's made in Canada, a liquid product that I load out of a big tank up there in Brandon and bring down here for the farmers. And so and then my other question, we joke about it a lot there at the border, is how did they arrive at that nickel, $13.05?
I have no idea. I suspect the nickel multiplied enough times is real money for somebody.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Todd, if you hang on, we'll get to, once that answer comes back from Congressman Kramer's office, we'll make sure you get it, or we'll give them your contact information.
Yeah, I'd like to get to the bottom of that myself. I just met with the new ambassador from Canada, who's a wonderful guy, and, you know, I went down to the embassy to meet with him because I'm the chairman of the Northern Borders Caucus, so I'd kind of like to get a handle on this anyway.
All right. Todd, thanks for the call. Hang on, and John will get your information during the break, and we'll get that off to you just as soon as we get an answer back from Congressman Kramer's office. Tim and Minot, Mike and Jamestown, Richard and Fargo, we just plumb ran out of time today. Apologize for that. Kevin will be here next Wednesday for a full hour, and that'll be from the convention, so it should be a dandy. Thanks, Kevin. We'll chat with you next week.
All right, Scotty. Thank you.
Congressman Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, back with more from Gooseneck Implement Rugby next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. Does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me at 855-200-1776. Extension 3, ask for Marie, she'll schedule an appointment. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Maynard. If you want the best French fries in North Dakota, you stop at the Binford Cafe, Binford, North Dakota. All kinds of fries, even sweet potato.
Ooh, yum! He's selling me, Todd. He's selling me. Yeah, we want this question to keep going all day. We'll tell you a winner tomorrow on both Twitter and my Facebook page. Todd will share it on Gayfire's page as well. Tell me where the best French fries are. Then maybe Todd and I one day, we're just going to leave the studio. We're going to go on a French fry tour. By golly. I have to tell you what. Yesterday I was an antler. I'm looking at Antler Creek the whole show. Today I'm looking out across some beautiful pines and a lot of green iron. And I like green iron, so this is kind of fun. Gooseneck Implement. Rugby, North Dakota, been our location today. Great place to work, according to our next guest. And that is Dan Static. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Did I say your last name right?
Static, yep.
Yeah. And you're the recruiter here.
I sure am. Yeah, I get out all around the state, actually. I talk quite a bit about our John Deere Tech program.
So tell me, if I'm a student somewhere and I'm thinking about a career, what kind of things do you tell me that convince me that Gooseneck Implement is the place I want to come to work and help earn a living?
Yeah, if you're a kid looking at a career in diesel technology, you can't pick a better place than Gooseneck Implement. We get students all the time that will be attending the John Deere Tech program out of Wahpeton, North Dakota. They offer a two-year technical degree in diesel technology focused on John Deere equipment. We work with them on getting a sponsorship so they can work with us while they're in school, get some education from the college and from one of our 8 stores. After they graduate, they are guaranteed employment with Gooseneck Implement, and then we go ahead and help them pay off their tuition after 4 years of working with us. So,
boy, what's not to like about that program, huh? So parents who are a little concerned about what it costs to send kids to college these days, that's a FYI for you there that is worthy of a conversation. You're going into the schools having these conversations right there, huh?
Yeah, I get all around Northwest North Dakota to talk to high schools.
How successful are you? Obviously, the North Coast has a robust job market, so you're competing with lots of folks. But, I mean, is it something that, has been successful?
You know, we have pretty strong numbers down at the program. John Deere Tech takes 40 kids a year. Out of the 40 kids, we have 5 enrolled for fall semester, so we feel very, very good about that. So we had 6 last year, so out of the 80 total kids in the program, we do have 11 kids down there, so feeling very strong about those numbers.
And the kids you do talk with who ultimately decide to take advantage of this program, have a job when they graduate and also have some help with tuition, what do they say about it?
Yeah, we've had really good response rates from them, too, really good feedback. A lot of them that come out, they're actually almost at the advanced technician level, so they really appreciate how educated they get on the John Deere equipment and the support they get from our stores and from our management.
What do you find is most important to these kids? What are they, what is their hot button?
I think with a lot of them is that they want to work on green iron equipment. They grew up on farms, and we're talking to students from FFA classes and from the local ag education program, and so I think just getting to work on what they've been doing and getting paid for it, I think that's their number one.
Well, you can't beat that, because that says you got somebody that's passionate about what they're fixing, what they're part of, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a neat story. So just look for Dan Stadick, the Gooseneck recruiter, and have a conversation with your kids about this, about whether they might be interested in, again, what a program. So that's fantastic. Also, Heather Milbrath is here. Heather is helping us get the word out about this big auction next week. Anything else we need to tell folks about the big auction, Heather?
Just one last reminder about this pre-harvest surplus sale going on next Wednesday, July 20th, here at our new Rugby store. And you can view the lineup for the sale at rbauction.com. There'll be financing available both from John Deere Financial and Ritchie Brothers. And like Kevin said earlier, it's great quality pre-owned equipment. So come on down to the sale and check it out.
And financing available here and on-site.
Correct.
We're available in advance, so that's something to remember. And, we all just have this tendency to say, well, what's the weather going to do? Should I go to the auction? This weather won't be a factor here because of all the seating you have inside, right?
Yep. Rain or shine, we'll be having the sale.
I love that what Kevin told us earlier. You got this little ramp that all the equipment's going to go on, so it's just sort of like they sit in the big shop, and it's like watching a drive-in movie theater from the old days, right? Where all that great iron comes by to take a look at. And, of course, obviously, you can go out and take a look out as well. And then if folks want to view the inventory right now, how do they do that?
They can view it online at rbauction.com. And, it's got, like Kevin said, it's got the work orders. It's gone through, all the information you want to know before buying this equipment is available.
Sounds good. That's it. Gooseneck Implement in Rugby. The other thing I'd tell you that I thought, Kevin made the point of very well, this isn't consignment stuff. This isn't just, a bunch of odds and ends. This is good equipment that has been serviced, that has been traded in locally, and now here in an unreserved auction. So, you got the quality equipment and then an unreserved auction to go with it. So it's a pretty good combination and just a selection of everything. Not just the big, big, big green iron and other color iron as well that'll be auctioned off, but down to the lawn and garden stuff too. Right?
It'll be something for everyone.
Yeah, I might kick a tire or two there before I go.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Thanks, Heather. Thanks for having us. It was great fun meeting all your folks here, and really enjoyed our time at Gooseneck Implement and Rugby today.
We appreciate having you.
beautiful location, folks. I'm telling you, this facility is just phenomenal. You can stop by and check it out. Our thanks to Kevin Borud and Andy Arnston, as well as Dan Stadick and Heather Milbrath as well, who you just heard from. And I understand Heather was one heck of a hockey player at Bodno. Everybody up there is, oh, you're going to see Heather? Ask her about that hockey career. So, you know, it's nice to be among greatness, too. So I've enjoyed that here today. Tomorrow, Heather McDonald will join us on the program. She is the author of a book that really gets to the heart of this issue that Black Lives Matter is talking about. So looking forward to that conversation. Many of you have heard her work before, and I think you'll appreciate her tomorrow on the program. Author of The War on Cops. Plus, we'll have some sailors. We're part of the USS North Dakota tomorrow on the program as well. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening to the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye from Rugby. How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free, no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate, so if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval, and again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.